What it asserts is that the real truth already exists, in the pithy core of a man's mind, that it can be seen by anyone who will undo the illusions which cover it so thickly, the passions which obscure it so agitatedly, and above all the egoism which fears it so greatly. This does not imply the development of new things. It implies the removal of old ones. It is concerned with the discovery of what we really are, not what we shall one day become.